Jesus calls us o'er the tumult of our life's wild, restless sea. Day by day his sweet voice soundeth, saying, Christian, follow me. Jesus calls us from the worship of this vain world's golden store, from each idol that would keep us, saying, Christian, love me more. In our joys and in our sorrows, days of toil and hours of ease, still he calls in cares and pleasures, Christian, love me more than these. Jesus calls us by thy mercies, Savior, may we hear thy call. Give our hearts to thine obedience, serve and love thee best of all. Amen.
297. I think we ought to stand again for that.
Though the angry surges roll on my tempest-driven soul, I am peaceful, for I know, wildly though the winds may blow, I'm an anchor safe and sure that shall evermore endure.
And I hold the days that I love, while your waters and hills and dark hills,
on the marshes strong and frail, by his grace I shall not fail. For my anchor goes with all Jehovah, and Abraham holds. Mighty tides about me sweep,
and it holds the rainbow,
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You are able to keep us, Lord. Oh, Jesus, and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amid the current conflict, whate'er your trial be, this confidence possess. Christ the Lord brings victory. Fall not beneath your burden, though tears your pathway dim. But praise the name of Jesus and be sustained in Him. Lord, we're so thankful that you keep us. And things may come to upset the boat, to capsize us, so to speak. But Lord, with you in the boat, it's peace. Peace be still. You keep us. And so, Lord, you know, again, each one of us tonight. You know our hearts. We're so thankful that we have an anchor. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. And so I pray that each one would just have that sense of your presence, your nearness. Jesus, you said, "My peace I give you." In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And so we thank you. Amen. You may be seated.
Someone told me today that they find joy in serving us. That ought to be our experience. Do you find joy in serving others? I think it's the greatest joy that we can experience. We've served others. A woman today spoke to me and says, "Years ago, you said something that confirmed the conviction that I had. You didn't even know it." So she wanted me to be encouraged by that. God accomplishes His greatest victories through those who willingly offer themselves. And such is the situation here. I don't think anyone is here under duress. I mean, you haven't been pressured to come to Pilgrim Camp and to serve, have you? But you've done that willingly. Willingly. And that's where God brings blessing. Oh, to serve the Lord. What does the second verse of Psalm 100, how does it read? Now from memory. Yeah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. And then what? Serve the Lord with gladness. And in the teen challenge setting, this was read, and one of the fellows, he was overjoyed because his wife's name was Gladness. Maybe you don't have anyone like that, but you ought to serve the Lord with gladness, gladness of heart. Oh, that we might serve Him so and find joy in His service. I was wondering about Samuel. What do you think his servants, do you think they served Him with gladness, with joy? And the greater than Solomon is here, and we serve Him. We serve Him. It ought to be our joy to serve Him. In the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, it says, "Because ye have not served the Lord with joyfulness of heart and gladness for the abundance of all things," then these plagues were going to come upon them. God had sought His people and sought that they might serve Him, but they failed. And how is it with me? Oh, let me serve the Lord for the abundance of all things. All things that pertain to this life and godliness are ours through the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's an abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness that we might reign in life through the Lord Jesus. Paul said the grace of God was abundant with faith and love. There's an abundance of goodness the Lord declaring His name to Moses. He said, "The Lord, merciful, gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness." We say that God is good all the time, and so it is. And so we have adequate incentive to serve Him with joy as we appropriate all these blessings that He has provided for us. You find joy in serving the Lord, in serving others, do you?
Yes.
Well, I trust that you'll find it during this period. Let's take seriously this thought, like Valerie expressed it. There is a joy, and as this waitress said to me, "I find joy." I had noticed her demeanor, the way she carried herself in the, you know, in the dining room. And I said, I noticed that you were so attentive to your duties, and you were right on the spot. And she said, "Well, I find joy in serving others." Oh, to promote the love for Jesus in others, created in them a greater desire for Him and to live unto His praise. That ought to be our experience. There's joy in serving Jesus as we draw upon His power. The Lord gives us a grace that we might serve as acceptably and as we ought to serve Him. And so let us be free. At the first camp meeting, that song was introduced, and I thought, "My, that's a good song. It ought to be the theme song for camp." Number 34, but we're not going to sing it. Oh, to be clay in the potter's hand, ready to do what His word commands, only to be what He wants me to be every moment of every day. only to be what he wants me to be, every moment of every day, yielded completely, without any reservation. Lord, I'm here for you. Help yourself to me and do the thing that pleases you. Is that your attitude? I'm yielded completely, O Lord, to thee. And I would challenge you to pick that up every morning and begin the day only to be what you want me to be. Yielded completely to Jesus alone. Along this pilgrim way. And the second verse, trusting my Savior, whatever betide, every moment of every day, knowing he's able and ready to guide. Lord, guide me today in those paths that you have laid out for me. Guide me today in my service to you. And the last verse, living for Jesus, surrendered and true, every moment of every day, walking with only his pleasure in you, every moment of every day. Let me please Jesus today. That ought to be one of our chief concerns, that we please him. Does he take pleasure? He created us for that purpose, that he might take pleasure in us. Does he take pleasure in me? In my behavior, my conduct, my service? We're here to please him. Oh, Jesus, grant us this grace. I heard of a young man by the name of Wilbur Grenfeld. And as a young person, he didn't know what to do with his life. But his mother taught him this prayer. Teach me today what it is that pleases thee. Today, Lord, teach me today. And God raised him up to be of service to him. And God will do that for all of us. Praise the Lord. Oh, I want to learn it better, to be yielded to the Lord. And if he should ask, I'm available. I'm ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A willing offering now, my all from day to day. My Savior paid the price. My name he sweetly calls. Upon the sacrifice, the fire of heaven falls. It's burning in my soul. Did you hear the call of the Lord today? Did he say to you, you're the man, you're the one, you are the one? Did he say that to you? Or let someone else do it? You know, we have to stand up to these challenges that are presented to us. The Lord is speaking, and he has a plan and purpose for our lives, and he wants that plan to be fulfilled. And he lives in order to fulfill it. He lives solely for that purpose, to fulfill in us his plan, his purpose for our lives. Praise the Lord. Only to be what he wants me to be. That concerns me. In any and every situation. And it ought to be so when we come to a meeting like this. I think Philip is going to, sometime during the course of our being together, teach us what it means to have a Pentecostal meeting. What does it mean? Everyone yielded, everyone given to God, and hearing his voice and responding. And so, dear Lord, he accomplishes his will with those who willingly offer themselves. Praise the Lord.
I'm thine, O Lord. Consecrate me now, thy service, by thy grace. Oh, Lord, you hear us. And Lord, we believe that we're sincere. And you take us, mold us, make us what you want us
Four, two, two.
Who will pay his thy grace, dear.